أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the first portion of this ayah in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, O you who have brought iman, ijtanibu kathiran min adhan, abstain, keep away from most of suspicion, inna ba'dha dhanni ithm, for certainly some suspicions are a sin in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we discussed that one is our thoughts regarding Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. With regards to that, we should always have good thoughts. We should always have thoughts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And then we make tawbah and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never entertain the thought that my sin is too big for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Or I am a too evil person so for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness is vast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive if we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. With regards to the rest of man, we should keep away from ill thoughts, unfounded, suspicious thoughts, evil thoughts regarding others. Rather, we should have good thoughts for the rest of mankind. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ. Now, when we translate this word, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ into English, then we'll get a very simple translation as, do not spy. But then again, we look into the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as a matter of fact, some of the different narrations or different qiraat of this word, wala tahassasu. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, wala tajassasu, wala tahassasu. Both these words come one after the other, very similar in meaning, very similar in implication, a very thin line that separates these two actions. The tajassasu actually refers to somebody that spies, prowls onto the faults of someone else. And he does it with evil intention. There is absolutely no good intention in that person. So we as Muslims, we should not be spying on the life or the weakness of someone else, trying to look for the faults of someone else, so that those faults of somebody else will become apparent. The word spying is somebody that does this very secretively, because on the other side, the person is hiding something, and now we are trying to look for these faults. The hassasu, on the other hand, some of the commentators of the Quran and the Hadith, they have stated, is a person eavesdrops. Somebody tries to listen to the to somebody else's conversation in trying to find fault with that person, so that we may be able to defame that person. We may want to think lowly of that person. Now, in whatever the mode may be, in concept, this is absolutely not in keeping with good akhlaq. It is not keeping in good character of a Muslim to search and to look for the faults of someone else, especially when somebody is trying to hide their faults. Now, when we look at this ummah, I think a very beautiful example will be the example of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah, who had been discussed for 2 weeks in this masjid, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him that very great gift of seeing from the water of the wudu of a person that leaves the body the kind of sins that that person had committed, because it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when, for example, a mutawaddi, a person who is making wudu, when he makes wudu, the water that leaves his face, then some of those minor sins of the face, of the eyes, of the ear, of the nose, etc., leaves that person. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi with this great gift of seeing those sins. So what does he do? He makes dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat to take away this gift, because I don't want to see the faults, I don't want to see the sins of others. And this is how we should be living in this world, not to prowl, not to try and search for the faults of others. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and some of you should not make ghibat, should not backbite others. Now here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the ills of this ummah, the ills of an individual. And here it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited one person to speak ill about another person behind his back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it permissible for us to speak ill about a person in front of him, to his face. We say things that will hurt or harm a person. First, let us understand what is ghibat. Ghibat is to speak the truth, the wrong of someone, to speak the truth about someone, of such things that if the person hears about it, then that person will be upset, that person will become annoyed, that person will become angry. Now that is ghibat. To lie about a person, to speak ill about a person and to lie about that person, that is called slander. To speak in front of the person and to say things that will hurt or harm that person, that is called lams, that we discussed earlier in this ruku and in another ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ lumaza. Lumaza is that person that speaks ill about someone, such things that will be hurtful and be harmful. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an example of us when we make ghibat of someone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. That would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? فَكَرِهْتُمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, nay, you will dislike this. You will not like to eat it. And that is why some of the commentators of the Quran Kareem, they have stated that to speak ill about someone else, trying to defame that person in front of him, is like eating the flesh of somebody that is alive. You eat the flesh of someone alive, try to bite someone, and that person is going to retaliate. That person may smack you, he may slap you, he may hurt you, he may harm you. But here, a person now has left this world, he is totally defenseless, he cannot even feel your bite. He doesn't even have that much of sense to feel your bite. But definitely, that person now has become defenseless, and hence, in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands us, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prohibits us from making ghibat. It is something that has come onto our tongues, it is something that has come onto our agenda, it is something that has come onto our table all the time, that we are making ghibat, and as a matter of fact, we are living off the flesh of other people. And when we do this, we should ask ourselves, why are we doing this? We're trying to defame someone else, we're trying to speak ill about someone else, so that that person won't look good in the eyes of someone else, that he will not be respected, honored in the eyes of someone else. And we should make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes this very evil quality that has sunk into our minds, into our hearts, and it has come very, very common amongst all of us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our tongues. May Allah ta'ala make us such Muslims, such believers, that will try and initiate the respect and honor of another person and the dignity of someone else, rather than creating disrespect, dishonor for the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu.